You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day. No matter how you watch this season, Pepsi is the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers. These passionate fans are the real generational talent that Pepsi fuels, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Go to madeforfootballwatching.com to check out all the latest football watching content from Pepsi. As the Jaguars head out west to play the Chargers, I'm tired of having these arguments with people about personnel, so I'm going to end this once and for all. This is Tony Wiggins with your Jacksonville Jaguars report here on Locked On Jaguars. Listen, man, I'm going to show you the difference between hustling backwards and being optimistic, right? So let me make this plain and clear for you, all right? The reason why I get on the Jaguars and folks, when they ask me and they say stuff to me like, well, they didn't re-sign this guy and didn't give him money because he wasn't worth it. Whether it's A-Rob, whether it's Jan, they say, well, he didn't want to be here and he wasn't worth what he was asking for and he wanted too much. Let me show you something. If your guy wanted top dollar and you said he wasn't worth what he was asking for, which is top dollar, let me show you how it's hustling backwards. Maybe he wasn't, but you picked him. You chose him. So when you choose a guy and he turns out in the realm of player development to not be worth top dollar after you develop him, that's your problem. You picked him. Who have they ever chosen that turned out to be worth top dollar? Who have they given top dollar to? I'll let you think about it. You need to not think about where you're going to listen to this daily podcast at, because it's your team every day and it's here on Locked On Jaguars, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. So the reason why I put it that way is because I want you to seriously think about in the last 10 years who the Jaguars gave big time money to. Malik Jackson, Calais Campbell, Andrew Norwell. Those are other people's players, and only two of those dudes were worth it. Norwell's been okay. It wasn't worth the money they gave him because he just wasn't, right? Hell, Carolina didn't even try to keep him. Those are the only people they actually broke the bank for. Calais was more than worth it, and Malik, he ended up being worth it. He came from a winning organization. But answer the question. Who did they draft that was worth it? Jalen was, but, you know, obviously we all know how that turned out. But, you know, and you can factor in that sometimes things are going to happen. Folks always think that because guys leave here, and this is what happens, and this is what pisses me off, and this is why I always take up for my city, and I say there's nothing wrong with Jacksonville. And you always hear me talk about the air that we breathe. There's nothing wrong with it. When guys leave here, I'm not going to say it's never because they want to go to a bigger market or because they want to go home. I think Jalen wanted to eventually go to a bigger market. I do think he pulled up in a Brinks truck and asked him for a new contract because he wanted to be here initially. I think Jan asked for a bigger contract because he wanted to be here initially. Okay, if he ain't going to give me a big – what 22, 23-year-old doesn't want to go to L.A.? Or they don't want to – people don't really want to go to New York. I'm going to tell you that right now. I don't know very many people that want to go to New York outside of basketball players. And most of them don't want to go play for the Knicks, but – guys, you know, all of them want to play in South Florida, but then, you know, there's only 53 people that can go there, right? So dudes want to play in warm weather cities. Of course they do. And they want to play where all of the Instagram girls are, and all of the palm trees and the drop top car, of course. Right. We all know that, but to think that guys always want to go home, you got to think about something. Guys want to play for organizations that are real organizations. All right. Where they're respected and where they have a chance to win all the time. Guys want to go play for Kansas City. They always have. You don't see people, trying to run out of KC. Never have in the history of the franchise. You don't see people trying to break their neck to get out of Pittsburgh. Never have. All right? And you don't see palm trees in Kansas City or Pittsburgh, do you? No, you don't. You see palm trees in Baltimore? No, you don't. So, you know, this narrative that always happens is people ask me all the time, how come people don't want to be in Jacksonville? I say, what do you mean? I mean, what's going on down there? And it always comes back to, well, people just don't want to play here. You know, like it's because it's a small town or you know, like it stinks or something. No, it has nothing to do with that. I'm going to tell you why they don't want to play here. They don't want to play for the organization. And we need to make that very, 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 very clear. Okay? They think it's piss poor and it's a poorly run franchise. That's why people don't want to be here. And I've been saying that the whole time. I'm going to go through this stuff in depth, all right, for the weekend. You can get this every day here, as I said, all the time here on Locked On Jaguars. I'm fired up today, man. But it's your team here every day, and you can subscribe on Google Podcasts. I'm just fired up when it comes to this stuff, man. I am, because I want to do this for the weekend as they go out. I don't know what's going to happen in L.A. with this game. But I just got jacked up to do this for you guys today, for the fans. I'll tell you what. Let's pause for the calls and then come back so we can really, really jump into the subject the way I want to jump into this subject. Because I'm jacked up, man. I'm fired up. So buckle your seatbelts. The reason why I'm jacked up, I'm going to tell you why, is because I'm feeling good, man, because of Built Go. You know, 1.5 ounce boost that I need, and I'm going to be jacked up for about 5 hours now. I had chocolate mint today, and Built Go, you know, comes from the same people that make Built Bar. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm not worried about crashing either, because it doesn't happen. I've been taking Built Go right now, you know, to make sure that I can, you know, knock these walls down. It's the end of the week, man. I'm, you know, I've been tired of, you know, working all the time and cutting hair and doing podcasts and ripping and running. I need a jolt of energy, and Built Go does it because of B6, B12, and all of that daily stuff and the collagen that promotes joint and soft tissue. I got injuries and stuff that I deal with. Man, you need to try Built Go, and the way you need to get it is to go visit BuiltGo.com and use the promo code LOCKED, and you're going to get 20% off of your next order. That's right, 20% off of your next order of Built Go when you use the promo code LOCKED. I'm telling you, you're going to love it. It tastes good, and it energizes you, man, and you're ready to tackle the world just like I am right now, all right? So it's Built Go, 20% off when you use the promo code LOCKED. All right, so Yannick Ngakoue got traded from Minnesota after six games. He's going home to Baltimore. So it opened up the floodgates of people wondering why. You know, how come guys always seem to get what they want when they deal with Jacksonville? So let me give you an analogy. The reason why I'm so hard on Jacksonville is this. When guys that are in management professionally, they always seem to take the side, and they accuse me of taking the side of the player, right? And I'll admit I do that. I do that because it's hard for me to cheer for a bunch of billionaires who make money even though the team loses. I'd rather cheer for the guy who we cheer for players. We don't go to games and look up and watch guys in suits. I go to games. I watch those gladiators, just like in boxing, just like in wrestling, just like in any – I don't care if it's track and field. I watch the athletes. So, to me, that's who gets rewarded, all right? And they do get rewarded. I'm not saying that players don't make money, and I'm not saying that, you know, they – don't live great lives. They do. I'm not saying that they don't. And I know when you have these discussions, folks go, oh, yeah, I feel sorry for a guy making millions of dollars. Shut up. That's not what I'm saying. I just care more about those guys getting paid and making money than I do some dude, some billionaire sitting up in the stands, okay? I just cheer for, like, the everyday dude more than I do anybody else. That's just how I'm yoked, and I can admit it. So the guys that's in management sometimes, they just don't admit it to me. So here's what I mean when I say, you know, when some guy tells me, okay, he didn't want to play for $20 million, or I don't feel sorry for a dude turning down $15 million. I'm not asking you to feel sorry for a guy turning down $15 million. What I'm saying is this. If he can get money somewhere else, at what point do you do what other organizations do and pay somebody top dollar, somebody that you develop? Let's not get away from the elephant in the room and answer this question. At what point do you pay somebody top dollar that you drafted? At what point do you not understand that when you pick somebody, when do you ever think that that person is worthy of being one of the highest paid players in the league and you're going to be the one to give him the money because it's somebody that you picked? See, when you don't ever think that you need to pay somebody that you chose top dollar instead of paying somebody that somebody else picked top dollar, you're hustling backwards because it's your job to pick and then develop and turn that player into the kind of guy that gets top dollar. And if you never do it, then you have failed at your job. You get my point now? At some point, if a guy's going to get top dollar from you or anybody else, how come it's never somebody that you picked? And when you do decide on a rare occasion to pay somebody top dollar, you are paying somebody else that somebody else picked. Because part of your job is picking great players, developing great players, and retaining those players. And then you pay those players. If you never find someone that you picked and developed worthy to get top dollar, then you failed at your job. Why is this rocket science for people to understand? It shouldn't be. I don't get it. And folks want to sit and debate and argue with me about this. This is plain and simple. It doesn't get any more elementary and easier than that. But yet and still, folks want to sit and really have these debates and these discussions with me. That's like two-thirds of your job. But you stroke a pen and write a check for somebody else's guy. Part of your job is to pick a guy who can play, and then 3 or 4 years from now, we evaluate whether he's worth it or not. But then, you know what it's like, and I hate to say this, I really do, but I'm going to break it down even further. Everybody's supposed to think their kids are cute. It's like you saying your kid is average. Can you imagine somebody, my kid ain't that good looking. My kid's kind of ugly. Oh, really? You know why your kid's ugly? Why don't you go grab your wife and you and her go look in the mirror? Because y'all ugly too. Your kid ain't just get ugly by himself. His mom and his daddy ain't good looking. That's why that little boy's ugly. Y'all ugly. You see how it works? Fix yourself. Fix yourself and your ability to make that baby. And now that baby will be worth something in 4 or 5 years. That's a harsh way of looking at it. But you ain't supposed to call your own kid ugly when it's time for him to get a contract. That's the problem. Fiscally responsible. Well, we're just not going to pay somebody because we picked them. We got to correct our mistake. That's it. You made the mistake. If you never find someone worthy to pay a lot of money, then you haven't done your job. Joe, Mo, Jack, whatever your name, you haven't done your job. You should be glad to pay your guy after 4 or 5 years because that means 4 or 5 years ago you did the right thing. And all that time in between, you develop him and you also continue to do the right thing by that player. And you put him in the right position. But no, we don't do that. You know what Jacksonville does? They start the process all over again every 3 or 4 years. Chasing your own tail. It's called hustling backwards. That's why I feel the way I feel. And that's why I can't understand for the life of me how some of y'all don't understand it. And when you tweet me and I start getting all upset at you, this is basic premise that you don't get and you don't understand. And I, for the life of me, can't understand why you waste your time tweeting me about stuff that you don't get. All right. So I'm done talking about people's babies and the way they look and all of this stuff. But I hope you get the point now. I hope you understand that when you refuse to pay, you make yourself look really bad, especially when you're one of the people on Twitter talking about one of your own players that you picked and you developed and you say he's not worthy. That's your problem, Jack. That's you. That's on you. That makes you look worse. What are you doing? You mean ain't none of them you not? Wait a minute. You average about 7 guys a year. You mean y'all picked over 8 years, y'all picked 80 dudes and not one of them is worth a max contract. They've been in your program for 8 years and not one guy you chose is worth a max contract. Not one. Then what the hell have you been doing? First of all, why are you picking players? Second of all, what's going on with your program? And don't you blame the neighborhood. The neighborhood is Jacksonville. This ain't a neighborhood problem. Your house is nasty and dirty and it stinks and you need to clean it up. You need to call somebody to come in there and clean it up. It's inside. It has nothing to do with the neighborhood. Don't you blame my city and blame my fans and blame these citizens. They ain't got nothing to do with nobody that doesn't reside inside of the house. Talk about this game this Sunday. We'll do it in just a second here on Locked On Jaguars. All right, so we got a game Sunday. It's the last game before the bye. I got a feeling that they're going to go out there and get smoked. They're going to L.A. I'd be surprised if they won. If they win, good. Well, a lot of people don't think so. I'm hearing a lot of fans saying don't win because they want a bigger draft choice. But more than anything, you know why fans are saying don't win? Because they don't want there to be any the fans are on do not resuscitate mode. Do not resuscitate mode is don't give them any life. Don't give anybody any reason to have any enthusiasm that anything that still exists in terms of management is going to be like they're surviving. They're holding on. The fans don't want anything to do with anything that's going on right now. They want all of this stuff gone. And once again, it's just not personal. They just want a commitment to move on. And by the way, I'm tired of folks making people feel guilty for feeling that way. If anybody comes at one fan and with that, you ought to be grateful. There's only 32 or 30 or 30 cities in the NFL with teams. Like LA and New York got 2. There's only 30 cities and 32 fan bases in the NFL with a team. You ought to be grateful. Man, if you don't get out of my face with that foolishness, what are you talking about? These teams need to be grateful that they have a city for that hosts them. A team that loses this much ought to be grateful that they have a city full of 50,000 people that's willing to, year after year after year, loss after loss after loss, that will still love them and worship them tomorrow. That still wear teal and black. That still believe in them, even when there's nothing that they haven't been given anything to believe in. Y'all got some nerve making people feel like they ought to be worthy just because be happy just because. No, the Jaguars need to be grateful that these fans are the way that they are. Don't let nobody make you feel guilty that you ought to just be worthy and worship. And granted, I understand the economic impact of the team and all of that, but that line of thinking is why people can just think that they can do you any kind of way and you're going to be there anyway. That line of thinking is why a team can be a perpetual loser and oh, well, we don't owe them nothing. They'll show up and buy tickets. We don't care what, and I'm not saying that somebody's saying this, but I'm saying that there are folks that will make you believe that even if folks did think the way I'm talking right now, that it's okay. No, it's not okay. You can be grateful that the team exists. You can understand that you're happy that the team and understand what the impact is economically, but still hold folks accountable and still puff your chest out as a fan. But still understand that this is a partnership. No, we're here for y'all, but man, y'all here for us too. This is what we do. We do this together. Fans are very important to that club. You don't take it or leave it. This is what it is. No. No, and I'm glad Duval has fans the way that they have them. I'm glad when – and any organization, to be honest, any organization should be thrilled that their fans won't just accept losing and just take it on the chin. What kind of team wants a bunch of guys that's okay with losing? All right, we lose. That's good. It's okay. Nobody wants people like that around them. Organizations and teams and people that win at everything want folks around them. We don't accept that. If I was doing anything, I would want people around me saying, "Nah, we ain't gonna do that. We want more." If I was an owner or a coach or a GM, I would want my players to understand that the fans want to win. The fans want a winner. I would want them to know that, no, these people want to win. They want to come cheer on a winner. They don't want to come cheer on people that lose and, "Oh, y'all lost, but we love you anyway." Hell no. No, 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 no. Don't you let nobody make you feel guilty. Don't you do that. Stay mad. Stay angry. Keep your football self-esteem up. Keep your head up. Keep your chest out. Keep telling them about themselves. Don't you accept that, because there ain't another city in a league that'll accept it. Not one. And anybody that tells you to accept it, they're a loser. Straight up. And if they don't like it, you tell them I said it. And if they want to know where to find me, they can find me right here every day, because it's your team every day here on Locked On Jaguars. You can follow along on Spotify. You can subscribe on Google Podcasts and on Apple and iTunes. I don't know what's going to happen in LA, but whatever it is, man, we'll be watching it. I'll check it out. Y'all continue to take care of each other, man. It's your boy T-Wig with Locked On Jaguars. Have a good weekend.